We're here with the 2019 Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce Citizen of the Year, Greg Lefevre. Greg, tell us a little bit about yourself and your family.
Neil, I've been married to my wife, Toni, for 16 years. She was Toni Hickerson, also from Fort Recovery. And I have four great kids. Isaac is a freshman. Jossie is a eighth grader. Reese is the sixth grader, and Camden is a second grader. So we reside out where I grew up, just south of town, in Fort Recovery here. Been here my whole life, born and raised, and you know, just love this Fort Recovery community.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your education and work history.
Well, obviously, growing up here, I went to school here in Fort Recovery. Graduated in 1990. Went on to the University of Notre Dame. Got a four-year degree in computer engineering, really hardware design. So I was a computer designer, if you will. Haven't used that one lick since I got out, but came back to Fort Recovery right after I graduated. Joined my family's business. Dad owned Fort Recovery Equipment. Built all the livestock buildings around in the area. If you see bins out front that said chore time on it, chances are we sold it. Chances are I may have built it in the summer. That was my summer jobs growing up. In 2003, I had the opportunity to buy part of JR Manufacturing, which a lot of people in the community here know. We make a lot of automotive parts, headrest, seat frames, that kind of stuff. So from 2003 until 2018, I was the owner and really general manager of JR Manufacturing. A lot of people don't know JR Manufacturing as well as what as people know other businesses around, but you know, we at this point in time, when I left in 2018, we were employing about 275 people in town, and we actually had about 30% of the market share in North America for headrest business. We had a plant in Tennessee, we had our plant in Mexico. So I just bring all that up because JR Manufacturing, it's a good employer for the town, and I was happy to be part of that for those years. Eventually we sold that to the Japanese company that now owns it, and went down and bought a company down in Troy, Ohio called Raymath that I would say my partner and I have hopes to bring back to this area at some point in day. So, but right now I'm working down in Troy on a day-to-day basis and building that company up.
And Greg, you've been involved in a lot of various groups and activities around the community. What are some of those?
I've been fortunate enough to be, asked or invited to be part of a lot of different things in Fort Recovery. Really, when I first got back, some of the first things, I've been teaching CCD out at St. Paul's for the last 20, 22 years. I quickly became involved in the Fort Recovery Community Foundation, where I've been on that board for a number of years. What a great organization that members of Fort Recovery started, Jerry and Lori Kalp and some of those guys that you just have to give a ton of credit for, that's helping Fort Recovery just a tremendous amount. I've been on the school board for the last few years, very rewarding experience, very challenging experience, but you can't tell you how significant or how rewarding that can become. Outside of that, my dad and I covered working in the announcer's booth at the tractor pull really since I was, I think, age 16. So going on, 30-some years at this point in time that we've done the announcer's booth up at the tractor pull. But, even beyond that, just little things here and there. Just like to be involved in whether it's the new WOW project and getting to pull the balls up on the stage last year or, FR-225, those committees, those kind of things. Boy, you just get to be around an amazing amount of really good people that are really helping the Fort Recovery community. So I just like being part of it all.
All right. Thanks, Greg, and we appreciate your service. We've been talking with Greg Lefevre, the 2019 Citizen of the Year for the Fort Recovery Area Chamber of Commerce.